Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, this Tom Brown. I received an email evidently from y'all on a Craftsman toolbox. And by filling out the survey, it says you wanted just to do the freight. But then I get another email that's totally different. So can you tell me what this is all about?
Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
My name is Tom Brown, and zip code is 34142.
You said 34142?
34142.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment. I do send account for Tom Brown. Could you verify your mailing address?
It's 5196 Seattle Way in Ava Maria, Florida.
I'm sorry, what was that?
5196 Seattle Way, Ava Maria, Florida.
Give me one moment. Yes, and I do see we entered the contest for the toolbox.
A contest?
Yes, sir. That is a sweepstakes. You pay the $7.95 for the entry.
That's not what the email said at all. That's kind of pretty much fraud the way I look at it. You're saying one thing, but then you're taking the money for a different thing.
The terms and conditions state that the $7.95 is for the entry of the contest.
It didn't say anything at all about that on the email. It said take a survey and $5 for freight. And it's like you want a toolbox. I thought, this is kind of odd.
You would have had to click the terms and conditions, and the terms and conditions it explains that that is a contest for that toolbox.
I didn't see any terms and conditions. Where were those?
Do you recall checking the box that states you're 18 years older?
I didn't see no such thing.
You would have had to click a box that states you're 18 years older, and that holds the terms and conditions.
Well, I didn't see that, but what's all this about?
It's a contest.
It's a contest. Well, that's not what the email said at all that y'all are sending out.
It states that in the terms and conditions.
In the email?
Then when you put in all of your information, you would have to put in your email address, your phone number, your mailing address, as well as your card information. You then would have to scroll down and click the box that says you're 18 years or older and that you've read and agreed to the policies and the terms and conditions.
Okay, well, I am not interested in whatever this is that you're all offering.
We can go ahead and have your entry canceled, and I can give you a cancellation number.
All right.
Your entry's been canceled. A refund takes 3 to 5 days to post. Are you ready for the cancellation number?
Okay, go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie, 26058112 6.
Okay, I'll read that back. C as in Charlie, 26058112 6.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. Customer support. You have a great day.